Well, let's go to the phones. Let's get your voice heard. Catherine in Becker, Minnesota. Great to have you with us.
It's good to be here. I have been waiting to talk to you, and I sent an email yesterday concerning ACORN.
Right.
That's just getting people to register to vote.
Right.
And then voting, that's a separate thing.
Yes. But one's called registration, one's called voting. We're with you so far, Catherine.
Yeah, but the way it's coming on TV and everything, it's like ACORN is messing up the votes.
Well, ACORN is messing up because they're under investigation in 13 states, and in Indiana, they're now under investigation. The Secretary of State has called for criminal investigation. So this is getting pretty serious, Catherine. There's nothing benign that should be tolerated with what ACORN is doing. And it's been going on for years, Catherine. So please, I hope you're not being an apologist for an outfit that is under investigation for registration fraud and potentially voter fraud in 13 states. This is not a cute organization anymore.
Well, the thing that concerns me is that they make it sound like ACORN is going in and taking away votes
Well, what do you think they're doing? They're creating phony registrations. What in the world are you suggesting that's okay? What in the world are you thinking about, Catherine? I mean, that's crazy.
If a crow registers to vote, that doesn't mean the crow is going to vote.
It does, actually. If the crow has an absentee ballot, Catherine, it does. It actually means that they could go ahead and vote. Unfortunately, that your reasoning doesn't hold up, particularly where where absentee ballots are involved. And that's in early voting, you have very similar situations to absentee voting in a lot of states as a result. Now, there's nothing funny about ACORN. There's nothing, and I can't even imagine why you would defend, Catherine, such a thing.
Well, because I did not think that they could control how people vote.
Well, they can't control how people vote, but they can defraud the system. And by simply going about business the way they have, they're under investigation in 13 states, Catherine. What in the world do you think is going on here?
Well, I'm listening to what other people on CNN saying.
Well, then you better listen to me, because I'm going to tell you straight. I'm an independent. I haven't got a dog in this hunt. And I'm telling you, whether it's voter suppression or whether it's registration fraud, this is nonsense. And no one should sit here with a wink and a nod excusing either one of them. It's crazy. We've got just about a third of the states with, in addition to all that's going on with registration fraud, voter suppression, we don't even know the degree of it. We also have in just about 13 states sufficient problems with electronic voting machines. There is no way in which to carry out a reliable recount. Can you imagine that? And we're going to have an election here in 1 week in which we're not going to be very certain of just exactly who voted for whom or what the exact result was. We better hope that whatever the result is, it's so overwhelming there can be no question about it.
Taking so long to get it straightened out. I mean,
because you and I and our fellow citizens keep electing idiots into the United States Congress and into the White House who are simply incompetent and indifferent to our rights and to our citizenship and frankly have sold out to every interest, whether it be an ethnocentric interest, a special interest, or a corporate interest. Any interest but that of this nation or your interest and mine. Catherine there in Becker, Minnesota, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Let's go very quickly to George in Frankfort, Kentucky.